Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I think at this point, we can say it's not going to be an acquittal. I think the most Trump can hope for was a hung jury with one person holding on.
And my biggest concern, of course, is that five of the seven read the New York Times, which is deeply alarming.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jimmy Carter, by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden.
That's about gas prices. They've been going up over the last month, 20 cents a gallon. Is the president considering any new actions like releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
I will note that gas prices remain well below their peak.
But it's only 3 cents lower than a year ago. It's up 52% from when President Biden came into office.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Don't pay the ransom. I've escaped. So I'm back. I was out through no fault of my own. No problems whatsoever. Other problems elsewhere, but they've been corrected, and I'm back in the saddle again. At least for 3 hours. I'm taking a slide tonight because I have a planned dinner at a certain resort on the island. And it's been long in the works, and I'm hoping to see the president there. But who knows? You know, there was no jury selection today. That sham of a mockery was not taking place in Manhattan today. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here, and as always. And, you know, one thing, and I was working, check out my story in the Herald on the front page today, or you can read it at HowieCarshow.com right on the top of the page. About the illegal aliens. This is a gang of Guatemalan Home Depot shoplifters who I first wrote about in December of 2022. And the judge let them go, cut the charges down, let them go with $1,000 bail and told them to stay out of Home Depots. I read the criminal affidavit yesterday on their now that they've been rearrested. She told them to stay out of Home Depots, December 2022. That was $158,000 worth of thefts from Home Depot earlier. They obviously didn't take her seriously. I wonder why they didn't take the Bulgerite judge in the West Roxbury District Court very seriously. So we'll talk more about that in the illegal alien situation first. But first, I just want to start with talking about this Trump thing. I've been watching it, and I'm also working on a new book project, which I took time out in my 2 days off that I had to take for business reasons. No suspensions, nothing like that. It was just problems. And so I took the time to work on my project, my new book project, and I think you're really going to like it. It's going to be a lot of laughs. It's going to be very easy reading too. And I've been working on it. I've just been cracking myself up. Not writing it. I've been transcribing it. I've been transcribing the works of free verse poets of yesteryear in Boston. And it's turning out well. Let me just put it that way. 844, but we'll have more on that. We'll have an announcement for you in about a month or so. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. But the thing that really bugged me the most is is what's going on in New York with President Trump. And one of my neighbors put this to me, but I thought it was a really good observation. He said that in New York, you have all these judges and prosecutors that are watching all of these illegal aliens on welfare committing these horrific crimes, felonies, punching cops, sucker punching women, sucker punching young girls. They're just reducing all of these horrible, horrible felonies that are committed by people who shouldn't even be in the country, 90% of them these days. And they're reducing them to misdemeanors. This is the judges and the prosecutors, Democrats 100%. And at the same time, they're letting these illegal aliens commit violent crimes against American citizens. They're taking the former president of the United States and taking a misdemeanor statute, which isn't even a big deal to begin with. It's a misdemeanor. The statute of limitations has expired on it, so it's defunct. And they're converting it into a felony so that they can try the president of the United States. This is a crime that the Southern District of New York, rabid Democrats, refuse to even go near because it's absurd. That the fat, obese, rotund Alvin Bragg, the Soros district attorney in Manhattan, refused to prosecute. And now they're prosecuting Donald Trump. They're prosecuting Donald Trump on a misdemeanor, again, defunct misdemeanor, upgraded to a felony, while tens of thousands of illegal alien criminals roam the streets in New York City, and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, across the entire country. I mentioned my column today. These illegal aliens, these Guatemalans, that they just finally arrested, they've been working this since before Biden became president. They were in the country. They kept getting deported, but they were like small time until Biden got in, and then they realized it was Katie bar the door. They could do whatever the hell they wanted, and they were stealing from Home Depots and other places, but mainly Home Depots, electrical spools of electrical wire and other things, from Maine to Virginia. And they were just getting arrested, and then if they ever got arrested, they'd get bailed out for $1,000, give a fake name, not come back. They bought a house in Cranston, Rhode Island. Remember we talked about them in December of 2022. They called them Providence Men. Providence Woman came and gave them $1,000 bail. So Providence Men and Providence Woman bought a house just last year in Cranston. So I guess they're Cranston Men and Cranston Woman now. The woman had gotten $246,000 in wire transfers to one account. They were stealing the spools and then selling them on eBay or somewhere else online. She also got another $50,000 plus through various other transfers, other than just the cash wire transfers to this bank account. Cranston Woman wired a mortgage company $171,000 cash to buy this house. None of them had jobs. This was just money that's stolen. Check out the pictures in the Herald too, that we got from the federal affidavit. They had an F-150, a brand new flatbed pickup truck, and an SUV in the driveway. And guess what? The license plates did not match the make and the model, and the car appeared to be registered to someone who didn't exist. Isn't that a weird, huh? Guatemalan illegal alien thieves? And they got four of them, including the guy that we had a laugh about when he was first arrested. His name was Amperez-Perez. Jonathan Amperez-Perez. Those wacky third world monikers.
I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
I'm surprised his name wasn't Amperez- or hyphen Perez-Am. And that way backwards, like forwards, you know, backwards, forwards. But anyway, So they're trying Trump on these trumped up charges, these non-existent charges, and they're just impaneling this Soviet style show trial jury, while all these illegal aliens are running amok in Boston and Cranston and New York City and everywhere in the damn country. God, it is just so frustrating. And then you have the January 6th trial going on, the hearing before the Supreme Court. And it's really important. They're charging them with financial crimes. They disrupted government functions. And Gorsuch has got we got the quote here. We'll play it. We'll play the sound cut. He says, I don't think he says him by name, but he talks about Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm during a House vote on a budget, on a supplemental budget, which means it was billions of dollars. So, you know, they're saying that, these guys stopped Capitol proceedings for a few minutes, an hour, whatever. Bowman stopped a vote on billions of dollars, and he got a misdemeanor. He's that. They don't want to give him 20 years, do they? Could it be with the fact that he's a Democrat and he's a member of multiple protected classes? 844-500-4242. 860. Does that mean if someone punches one of these liberal prosecutors, it's only a misdemeanor? Asking for a friend. I know these are the questions. You know, I don't know. I don't think it is a misdemeanor. No, it's a felony if you hit one of them. Especially if you're wearing a MAGA hat. If you're wearing a MAGA hat, they call that aggravated circumstances. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillow, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set. All available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. That's localsilvermint.com. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, not too tightly wrapped, has tried to vacate the chair, wants to remove Speaker Johnson as the leader of the House. And she couldn't get another Republican to go along with her, but she finally got Thomas Massey, the Libertarian from Kentucky, to agree to second her motion, which would put it up from a vote on the floor. And they're holding it over his head right now because they have these votes coming up on aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel. and aid to the, you know, for the border wall. And so they don't want aid for Ukraine. I don't want aid for Ukraine. You probably don't want aid for Ukraine. But this is a dangerous thing. They're holding it over his head. So if they get PO'd at anything he does, they're just going to pull the trigger and maybe get rid of him. He would have to rely on Democrats to survive. And if he didn't survive, he would probably quit. And we're now down to, like, the Republicans have, I believe, a one vote majority in the House. So that would tie the vote, 215 to 215, with five vacancies. So I think it's dangerous. So anyway, Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is: would you vote to vacate the chair and remove Mike Johnson as U.S. House Speaker? Yes, he's been terrible. No, the new guy might be Hakeem the Dream Jeffries. Or no, but I like holding the vote over Johnson's head to stop money for Ukraine.
I would say no, even though he has been terrible. Hakeem the Dream would be worse. So I would say no, I would not vote for it. I'm against it.
Okay, 62% say no, but I like holding the vote over his head.
I thought that would win. I was afraid of that. It's risky, though. You know, it's risky. It's like playing Russian roulette with a gun that has 25 or 30 chambers. You could still get shot if such a gun existed. Go ahead.
26% say no, the new guy might be Hakeem Jeffries. 12% say yes, they would vacate the chair. He's been terrible.
He has been terrible. FISA alone was appalling. And you know, Rand Paul had a good point, who's known him for a long time, maybe even when they were in the House together. I'm not sure about if they were in the House together. But he said, that Johnson has totally changed since he became the Speaker, and that he's become a tool of the deep state. He didn't say that, but that's what he meant. 844-500-4242, 860. Didn't we just see this same crap show with the speaker? Yes, we did, last October. And I recall, not that I like to say I told you so, but I said, what's the alternative to McCarthy? But not that McCarthy was great, but what was the alternative? And a bunch of knuckleheads wanted to get rid of him, and they got rid of him. And now we're back in the same place, only there's like five fewer Republicans because a bunch of them have quit. Some of these people I couldn't even remember who they were. McCarthy, okay, he was the Speaker, right? He quit after he lost. I don't blame him. There was a guy named Bill Johnson from Ohio. I didn't even remember him. I had to look him up. He got the presidency of Youngstown State University in Ohio, so he figured that was a better way to get his three top years in, as they say in Massachusetts. I assume it's the same deal. And he's 69, so he's just trying to get in a few years and bulk up his pension. Then you had Ken Buck from Colorado, a rhino. You know, he's the guy who said, I want to get a job on CNN or MSNBC. Then you had George Santos. He didn't want to leave, but they threw him out for lying about being on a volleyball team when he was in high school. Great. Danang Dick lied about being in Vietnam. He's still in the Senate. The fake Indian lied about being an Indian. She's still in the Senate, but they throw Santos out for lying about being on the volleyball team. Then there was this guy, Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin. He's gone as of Friday. God only knows what they got on him, but they made sure that he stayed on until they couldn't have a special election in his Republican district, so the seat remains vacant. What would be a Republican seat remains vacant. He made sure he screwed the Republicans. So wouldn't Harris cast the tie? No, Harris is in the Senate. She would cast the tiebreaker in the Senate. She's the president pro tem of the Senate. I don't know what would happen on a tie vote in the House, but it probably would not be a Republican. They'd flip somebody. They'd blackmail some Republican. Democrats are unblackmailable. You know that. All right. 844-500-4242-508. Johnson went bad quickly. They must have something. That's the theory on a lot of these Republican flips. You know? Read Sundance in the conservative treehouse today. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. On this week's episode of Meet the Experts, I spoke with Dr. Mark DiStefano and Dr. Thomas Brand of Northeast Hair Restoration. Dr. DiStefano performed my flawless hair transplant years ago. He's now developed a new minimally invasive procedure with nearly zero pain and little to no downtime. Here's a preview.
With the precision follicular extraction, we don't have to shave any areas, and it will be virtually unnoticeable when you walk out of the office.
If I come in for the PFE, do I have to wear a baseball cap for a while as I did under the earlier procedures?
No, that's the beauty of it, is that when you leave the office, when you're walking out the door, no one would notice that you had anything happen to the back of your scalp whatsoever.
That's a taste of Meet the Experts with this week's experts, Dr. Mark DiStefano and Dr. Thomas Brand of Northeast Hair Restoration. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Texter just said, 609, I saw gas selling in Central Jersey today at 353 and in Northeast Philly, 389. I had to fill up. I was with the mailroom manager. She doesn't have much patience for shopping around for gas. So she just wanted to pull into a Chevron on the Dixie Highway, and $3.99 a gallon. I would have just gone down a couple of blocks down to Southern Boulevard. It would have been Marathon. I'll bet Marathon is now up to $3.79, but it's heading towards $4. But hey, no problem here. No problem. That's what KJP says. All right, joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howie. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer dropped some serious hints today that his panel will issue criminal referrals against members of President Biden's family as a result of the impeachment inquiry into the commander-in-chief. This is from the New York Post. Comer said that he expected the referrals would be voted on within weeks. So obviously, with everything that's going on right now, a lot of people are watching Trump's trials, including the New York City hush money trial. He was in New York yesterday. He stopped in Harlem, where he was greeted by a very enthusiastic crowd outside of a bodega. So people are watching that. People are also watching the impeachment of Mayorkas, which just made its way to the Senate. But there's a lot of different cases going on right now, Howie.
Yes, I think that, the Senate plans to give the Mayorkas impeachment a good leaving alone.
I would agree with that. But you know what? It was a funny point today that I didn't think of. I was talking to David Marcus, and he said they might have made a big mistake having Trump in New York for like 6 weeks, you know, because otherwise he probably would have, on advice from his political campaign, he probably would have just not bothered to go to New York. It's, you know, it's pretty blue. But now, if he's going to be there, you know Trump. He's like, since I'm here, we might as well make a couple stops and see what we can do. Talk to some people.
Yeah, and even though they want to not give him any publicity, I mean, he is in New York City, and he's up there at these places where there was a lot of news, like this bodega where the immigrant who was working stabbed the thug. Did he stab the thug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he stabbed the
thug.
Yeah,
he stabbed him to death, yeah.
Yeah. They had no choice. They had to get out and cover it. And it was great video. We've got all the cuts. We'll play them as time goes on.
I was thinking of it today, Howie, because when you look at Donald Trump in New York City and really wherever he goes, he was at the Chick-fil-A, I think that was in Georgia, and he's going to all these spots, and the visuals of just all these people behind him, and in New York City, it's the storefronts, it's the bodega, and when he's outside the courthouse, there's all these different backdrops, you know, there's all these different scenes, and it's, right. I know I sound a little foolish here, but everyone's a viewer now. Everyone's watching things on their phones, on their tablets, on TV. And it's a great visual, and you're always looking at, oh, where is he now? What's that? What's going on there? That looks like there's a lot of action. As opposed to if you take the juxtaposition of Joe Biden, who's constantly standing in front of these step and repeats with these very vague kind of bland sayings in the background. Like,
have you heard the latest today, Grace?
No. What's the latest?
his uncle was shot down in World War II, and he appeared to say by implication that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Bozy, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like. And what I was thinking about when I was standing there was when Trump...
All the nice Haitians I brought into the country were cannibals.
Memorial for veterans in Paris. And he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
Oh, man. That's that lie again?
Wait, Ambrose Finnegan was eaten by cannibals?
So no. Ambrose, he was not a pilot. He was a passenger. And this was an A-20 bomber, hardly a single-engine plane.
Yes.
A three-person crew. The plane was not shot down. It had engine trouble and ditched into the sea.
Other than that, it was a really just factual, 100% accurate story.
Can I ask for a fact check on something else? Was he eaten by cannibals?
Probably not. No. Okay.
Not unless there were some marine cannibals, meaning marine, like they lived in the ocean.
There looks was like an it old went, man named
Ambrose Finnegan.
He had whiskers on his chin again. They fell out and then grew in again. Poor old
man, Ambrose Finnegan.
They gotta check out what he's reading at night. You know how Jill said, "Oh, he's a big reader. He always falls asleep with the light on." They gotta make sure that some of these books aren't too wild. I think he's starting to incorporate them.
You know, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the air. I had a cousin.
Oh God.
Who was shot down on December 7th, 1941. He was a member of the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Really?
Yes. He had volunteered, and he was in North Africa flying a Hawker Hurricane, and he got shot down on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, but a different part of the world.
Not eaten by cannibals. There were very few cannibals on the North African front. But they named Camp Sutton after him, and it was a base. You know what his full name was, Grace?
Howard Sutton.
Frank Howie Sutton.
His middle name was Howie.
Howie. That's
no.
I'm not named Howie. Howie is a nickname for me, but Howie, I have a lot of cousins whose last name is Howie. Frank Howie Sutton.
Oh,
that was his name.
I see. Wow. I can't believe in all the time I've known you. I've never heard this story. Makes one think.
Should I have told you that he was eaten by cannibals?
Yeah, I might have added a level of, you know, really, it's captivating.
I'm sorry, cousin Frank. I'm sorry.
Well, since we're on this topic, I find, Howie, that Joe Biden, it's like you see these clips of him, and they could be from whenever because they're all the same thing. He's in front of these signs that say something like, move your feet or be better or, you know, do more. They're just these vague sayings. And he's always telling the same old stories. A story he told yesterday is one of my all-time favorite Joe Biden stories. And it involves a towel, a motel, and shaving cream. Do you mind if we play it?
One day I showed up at off-year convention, and I was in the motel, after the local motel, getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session. I'd come down with some young activists, a little older than me, but still young activists, who were involved in trying to reform the party. And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink, and I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, at a radio show, and a couple other guys. So I said, okay, guys. And I walked to the door and opened it up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Albert N. Carville, a big guy, about 6'5", talked at you like, yes. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier as a Democratic state rep who was retired, and one of the from the family that had more
I was a young man
senators appointed story, than any other family in American history, to the tunnels, and a former retired justice and the state chairman. And they said, I'm standing in a towel with shaving cream on my face.
Man, that guy knows how to tell a story.
You know, anytime, no one should tell a story. I was in a motel with some young people. I mean, that's not a good way to start a story, is it?
Well, you know the advice people say, like, know your audience? I don't know what audience that story is meant for, but I don't think it was the one he was speaking to. Because they now how they can't even muster up the ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. People just go, huh. Because they're nervous. They don't know where this thing's going. He's in a towel. He's in a motel. He's talking about all these people. And he does this thing that really annoys me where he has to go into all of these rabbit holes that nobody cares about. It's like, just land the plane, dude. You're losing us.
Ambrose couldn't.
How did he? I've never heard anyone add cannibals to the mix. I mean, I've heard about people being plunged into shark-infested waters.
What do you think he's reading,
Howie? Cannibals.
Do you think he's reading, like, you know how you like those mysteries? Do you think he's reading Lord of the Flies or something?
He crashed into an African pygmy warlock tribe. And they cast a spell over him, and he became a headhunter.
You know, I think where Kennedy crashed the PT-109, I think there were some supposed cannibals in that area. But I mean, it was such a stretch that they never really made much of it.
What you know, they
but Joe Biden has no qualms whatsoever. He brings cannibals right into it.
The next yarn we're going to hear is Joe Biden just freshly having watched Jaws, retelling the story of the USS Indianapolis.
Now, if you landed, Howie, amongst cannibals, what would your
I got the next. I got the next story. I was down there in New Guinea trying to check on my uncle, and I walked in. I walked into this 7-Eleven, and there, up on the counter, was a shrunken head. Uncle Ambrose.
And guess who the clerk was? Amelia Earhart.
And I said, do you know Corn Pop, Amelia?
Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks in Hudson, Mass. Tux Trucks GMC Sierra 2500 HD and GMC Sierra 3500 HD trucks are ready for commercial businesses to get your work done. Shop online at TuxTrucksGMC.com. Howie, I will be back in a little bit with Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday.
Thank you. I think shrunken heads are the next. That's going to be the next addition to that. The Ambrose Finnegan story going down. Uncle Bossy. All right. 844-500-4242. My cousin Frank Howie Sutton. He was shot down, but he wasn't really killed. He trekked across the desert and met Lawrence of Arabia. Yeah, who also wasn't dead, turns out, and then they fought Jerry for the rest of the war in North Africa. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special, especially if you're staying over at the Nauset Beach Inn Resort in East Orleans. It's the only public accommodations on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You can traverse the Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike. Discounts on e-bike rentals are available from the Nauset Beach Inn if you're staying there. If you're at the Nauset Beach Inn, you can also check out the Great Herring Migration in Brewster. It's a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike. And you can see the return of the humpback whales, which will be visible from the comfort of the fire pits at the Nauset Beach Inn. Want to warm up after a long day outside? Every room has a fireplace. When I visited Nauset Beach Inn, I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. The rooms are big, and they are very pet-friendly. There, you can also bring your kids. It's very family friendly because every room has two queen size beds, two giant beds. So put the kids in one bed, you and your spouse in the other. You're all set. Sit by the fire pit at sunset and enjoy cocktails or conversations. the Nauset Beach Inn. It's a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May, rooms from $269.99. Reserve your room. They won't last long at these prices. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Yesterday, Bruce from the Mets was missing me. Today's going, please, no more Brandon. That may be the only one we got today. Okay. Cape Gunworks is New England's premier gun range. Cape Gunworks is not just a state-of-the-art gun range and firearms training center, nor are they just a shooter's pro shop. Their overarching goal is to treat you with the friendly respect you deserve. While supplies last, you can purchase one full year of range use at Cape Gunworks, valued at $500 for just $250. They're also waiving the $75 initiation fee, so you're getting a $575 value for just $250. Get your half-off membership right now by visiting HowieCarshow.com and clicking on store. These things always go very fast. People are really happy and they're excited to get them. They learn to enjoy the Cape Gunworks and improve their marksmanship and become more expert in self-defense. It's really a good deal. Membership codes and instructions will be sent via email within 48 hours following your purchase. With us now to tell us more about what a membership at Cape Gunworks includes is Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Toby was filling in for me the last couple of days. Thank you very much, Toby. You did a great job. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Howie. I had a ball doing it. It was a great time. We had some great calls and talked about guns, politics, and religion. We completed the trifecta while we were on.
All right. I like to talk about politics, sometimes guns, religion not so much. I tend to stay away from that. But that's good. I'm glad you worked it in. Anyway, listen, tell us what memberships you get with the cheap bastard deal, the membership year's membership to Cape Gunworks for just $250. Tell us what you get.
Yeah, it's an outstanding deal, Howie. We have a lot of member-only sales and events, and we just had our member-only party last Friday night, and it was very well attended. People got to eat and shoot, and we had a giveaway and all kinds of fun stuff like that. We do a couple times a year for members only. Plus, members get a discount of 5% off any product or accessory they buy. They get 10% off any courses that they take. And they get free unlimited range use 7 days a week during normal business hours. And members don't pay per visit for every time they come to the range. Not to mention, this is the plus membership. So they can bring a guest free of charge. They don't have to pay the guest fee. So that saves them money there as well. And a new membership benefit for the plus members is they get free gun rentals. And they also get a t-shirt, and they get an option to rent a locker for rental. But one of the other things that we have for members, Howie, that's a big deal, is a 30-day satisfaction guarantee on all firearms purchases. So if you buy a gun and within 30 days you found out it wasn't the one for you, bring it back. We'll give you your money back. You can pick something else. So there's not too many gun stores that I know of that are doing that. So membership has its privileges.
Yeah, and you also get the free access to the indoor archery range. A lot of people like that as well, just for,
Yep, that's true.
It's a whole different experience to have to shoot arrows. to become an archer. So yeah, so it's good. It's good. So again, this is a really great deal. This is the best gun range in New England. It's conveniently located. It's right at the Rotary there in Hyannis. It's near the airport. It's near the Cape Cod Mall. You don't have to go around and about. And the Cape unfortunately is becoming less bucolic and more urban all the time. We've talked about all the problems that they've had in Hyannis. We love Hyannis. We love the bars. We love Main Street, but they are having problems, and it pays to be prepared.
And one of the safest places in Hyannis is Cape Gunworth, and it's always 70 degrees on the indoor range. So no matter what the weather is doing outside, whether it's wind, sun, hail, sleet, rain, which it could be any or all of the above, depending on what season we're in, it's always beautiful and 70 degrees here.
$575 value a year membership to the Cape Gunworks. The initiation fee is waived. It's $575 value for just $250. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store.